Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Darren. How are you going?
Going well. How are the Bulls shaping up?
Yeah, looking really good. We're in our week four of pre-season, and the men's numbers are looking quite good. We've got a couple of new faces, which has been great. And but I think the big thing for us is we've got a number of juniors that are training with us now as well, and our women's team starting back up, which is fantastic.
Yeah, so have you got a roster out yet?
The roster has come out. Our opening round one will be on May the 1st, but our season starts on the 27th of March when we host the Broughton Cup, which is a cup in memory of one of our past players who died playing on the field for the Bulls almost 20 years ago now. And so we've been running this comp ever since, and it's called the Broughton Cup after Ray Wonga Broughton. But every club has special people in there that pass away, and this is in memory of all those that have been lost within every rugby club. So it's just a good day to celebrate rugby and remember those that used to play for us that aren't with us anymore.
Very good. Nice touch. Right, so you mentioned the women there. What's the story with the girls? They'll be starting, I assume, later than you guys?
No, I think their season, their roster hasn't been finalised yet. Women's roster's always a bit tricky to work around to try and team it up with the men's roster so that you can have big days at home where we have our women play and our men play. But they're looking good. We were approached at the end of last year by a couple of girls that were keen to start the team back up in Devonport. We did have a team in 2017 and 18, but unfortunately, just the nature of the competition, we weren't able to maintain a women's team, but we've made a bid for it now. We've got some major sponsors. Empress Craft Beer have come on as a major sponsor for the program, so we're just looking to really push that. So hopefully this year we have a good run, and the girls are keen. We've had good numbers at training, but we can always grow. We're sort of looking at getting 12 to 15 girls to have a really good program.
Yeah, now you're actually training at Meercroft, right?
Yeah, so because we share the field with because we share the field with the Don Cricket Club, they're in there. Well, their I guess finals are coming up for them. So our pre-season is always at Meercroft Park, just behind the hockey centre on the eastern side. We use that space out there, and that's always pretty good. The boys don't mind going to the beach after training, so it's not a bad spot for a pre-season.
Sure, and the high school competition. Now, what's the go with that?
Yeah, so we're going to run our high school competition again in term two, looking at starting at about week four. This could change. Easter falls on a tricky time this year, with a lot of schools now having 3 weeks for Easter. So it sort of fell on a tricky time. So we're looking at starting training for our under-14s and under-16, 7 sides around term four, looking for a term three roster. And that will also include some 15-a-side games as well. But I think the big thing for the juniors is on the 19th of March, Adrian Thompson, who's an assistant coach at the Queensland Reds and Rugby Australia's talent identification coach, he's coming to the Northwest on Friday the 19th of March to do some talent ID with all our young players on the coast. So we'll have about 30 to 40 boys and girls getting some of that top end training from Rugby Australia. Adrian's coached the Wallabies. We've been an assistant coach for the Wallabies. He's coached the Australian 7 side as well. So that's a really good opportunity for our juniors, and one that doesn't come around all that often.
No, that's very exciting. All right, you mentioned your sponsors, and great to have sponsors. Clubs can't survive without a bit of help from the business community. So give them a quick plug.
Yeah, so we've been fortunate this year. We've had Empress come on as our major sponsor for our women. What the Fork sponsor our men as our major sponsor. But we've also had Dowling McCarthy come on straight off the boat, have come on. Gary Miles Carriers has come on for his second year as well. So the beauty of our sponsorship is that all the businesses are local. They're all from Devonport. They're all people that have been part of clubs before. But we're very fortunate to have those sponsors and always looking for more. So if anyone's looking to sponsor a rugby club, they just get on our page and get my number and you can give me a call.
All right, mate. Thanks for having a yarn. We'll catch up again in a few weeks when we get closer to that Broughton Cup pre-season, yeah?
No, that'd be perfect. Thanks for having me.